finish it. Don't you dare finish it.
Oh, what was going on there with me and Laura and a tattoo parlour?
Yeah. I love Don't You Dare.
Brandy got to call. Dare. They happen Friday mornings at 7.50. It's 10 minutes away on the Matt and Joe. The Matt and
Joe Show. Wake up with the Matt and Joe Show every day. Then head into Kmart. Irresistibly low prices on everything every day. Okay.
Believe it.
Believe it, Matt Tilly.
It's true.
Oh, you're kidding me.
They got you.
I never thought that would happen to me.
I am going to f***ing kill someone.
Matt Tilly's Got Your Calls. On the Fox.
They're always brand new and they happen Friday mornings at 7.50 on the Matt and Joe Show.
For a few years now, Laura and her mum Rachel have driven to school and listened to the gotcha calls as they go, and her mum's gone, who would fall for those things, honestly?
Famous last words.
And then VCE approaches, Laura's thought, I could study for my English exam, or Matt and I could try and get mum on a gotcha call.
Well
right.
done, Laura.
Good on you.
Good on her. I would like to give her a 99 score for her efforts here. So we rang her mum together, pretending we were somewhere that wasn't school, and this was her mum Rachel's response.
Yes.
Rachel speaking.
Oh, yeah, g'day. Is that Mrs. Carroll, is it?
Speaking.
Mrs. Carroll, my name's Stephen Smith. My mates call me Mad Dog. I work down here at Hell House Tattoos in Chapel Street.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to call you. It's just been brought to my attention. I'm in the middle of doing a tattoo at the moment.
Yeah.
On someone who I've just found out is a minor.
Oh, okay.
Right? And that, it's your daughter, Laura.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. And I thought she was 18 and that, you know, because I thought any normal kid would be in school and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's not. There, anyway, you know, I've sort of gone to work on the tattoo and she's started to realise, you know, maybe she might get in a bit of trouble because, you know, legally she's got to be 18.
Yeah.
So I'll just ring her to get your permission just to check that that's all okay.
No, it is not okay. Do not do anything on my daughter.
Well, I've already started.
Well, stop, please.
Because she, you know, LOL.
Yeah.
That's what she wants on her. So I've done one of the L's.
Okay, you can stop.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, because she wants an L on each buttock, you know, so it's LOL.
Uh-huh.
L on one buttock, then obviously you know what the O is, and then another L.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're going to have to pay for the first L.
She's going to have to pay for the first L.
Well.
You can put her on. Thank you.
No one's leaving until they pay. Hang on, I'll just put her on. She wants to have a chat to you.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, Laura. Why aren't you at school?
Because we wanted to go out. We wanted to go get a tattoo, and Tara wanted to get her belly button pierced.
Oh, aren't you meant to be at school?
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you can pay for the L and get your fat ass back here now.
I want to finish it.
Don't you dare finish it. Don't you dare finish it. Pay for that L. You pay for that L. And get your ass back home now.
Hang on. Can I grab the phone for a sec? Listen, is that Mrs. Kara?
Yes.
I'm not letting a half-finished job go from my tattoo parlour. Like, my reputation's at stake here. I don't want any artwork out there that's not finished.
Don't worry. Nobody will know about it, okay?
Yes, they
will. She is 16 years old. I will guarantee she will not be telling anybody about it.
Yeah, but people are going to see it.
No one is going to see it.
You're talking to the Mad Dog here. I'm like, my reputation's pretty big in this town as one of the great tattoo artists. People are going to know that's my L, and they're going to be thinking, what's going on?
Right. Do not touch my daughter. What's your address? I'm coming down right now.
Hang on. I don't have to tell you no nothing, right?
No, I'm coming down to collect her. What's your address?
Well, it's a bit late now, Mumsy, to start worrying about your daughter.
Excuse me. I had no idea about it. Do not touch my daughter. Okay, wait until I get there.
Can I just do the other L and then you can judge the work?
No, you may not. I'm sure it's fantastic work. I applaud you, but do not do any more work.
I'll put you back onto her. I'll put you back onto Laura, right?
Thank you.
She'll tell you how good it is. Laura, it's your mum again.
Hi, Mum.
Laura, do not let that man touch you again, okay? You stupid,
it looks really good.
I'm sure it looks really good. Do not let anything else happen, right? I'm coming to get you. What is the address?
It's on Chapel Street.
Where?
Okay, hang on. Give us the phone. Mrs. Carroll, I understand you're obviously a bit upset and stuff, right? And you know, I'm happy to give you a complimentary tattoo or piercing when you come down.
No, thank you. I don't like piercing or tattoos. Could you put Laura back on the phone, please?
I'm happy to do, right, and this is my signature work, right, and this is worth about $300, like a spider web out from your nipple.
No, thank you. Could you put Laura back on the phone, please?
But that's complimentary, all right?
I'm not interested. Could you put Laura back on the phone,
well,
please?
Well, hang on. Laura, it's your mum again. She's a bit wound up.
Mum, just calm down. I'm allowed to do what I want.
What's Tara had done?
She's had a belly button pierce.
Right, Laura, do not do anything else.
All right, Mrs. Kara.
No.
Just a minute. Let me finish, right? I'm going to offer you the mother-daughter special, right?
I don't want any bloody mother-daughter offer.
It's been a while since I've done a mother-daughter.
No, I'm not interested. Thank you. No.
Listen, all right, your daughter's got LOL, right? Right, and for you, and I'll do this for half price, on your buttock I'm going to do a G, and then on the other buttock I'm going to do a TCHA. Do you know what that spells?
Forget it.
Laura,
Forget
do you know it. What it spells?
Laura, I'm going to kill you.
Got you feel good, Mum.
Laura, you're not going to Germany anymore.
Oh, wow. Now, there's a punishment from a young lady who goes to private school. What happened to a good old-fashioned you're going to your room or you're grounded?
It's more serious than that.
Now, do you think Laura should probably be studying for her VCE exams right now rather than setting up gotchas?
Absolutely.
Great work, Laura. That's an A for drama, for sure.
Yes.
No European vacation.
No.
She was amazing, though.
Wasn't she great?
Yes. Well, another Gotcha Call for you, brand new. This time next Friday. If you want to dob someone in, do that today. Fox.com.au